that we discussed last time, the very important introduction to Hilchos Borer and the three Tanaim of Borer. That was Ochel. They have to take Ochel Mitom Psolas, Miad, and Biad, all from the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet. What we left off last time, and a lot of people had these questions, was what is considered, though, a Tarovus? And that is really the number one question when it comes to Hilchos Borer, is that it is going to be, what is the definition of a Tarovus? Because if you're, as we said before, if you're not dealing with a Tarovus, if there is no mixture that is being involved, so you can't have a Shiloh Borer. If there's no Tarovus, there's no Borer. So we have to define for ourselves what is considered a Tarovus. Okay, this is the most important question in Hilchos Borer, and the most really difficult one to give a straight answer. You will not get, so you say, we have straight areas. Okay, we have certain things that we all know that are for sure considered tarovas, and we have certain areas that we for sure know that are not considered tarovas. For instance, if you have two bottles sitting on the table, one is, let's say, one next to each other. Okay, no one would call that a tarovas. You can see the bottle of Coke and the bottle of Sprite next to each other. That's not considered a tarovas, and you would all take off the bottle of Sprite, even though you did not want the bottle, so you wanted the bottle of Coke. So you can remove the bottle of Sprite from the table. That would not be taking solas mitoch ochal, because that is not considered a tarovas. On the other hand, let's say you have a box full of toys, and there's a mixture of all the different toys. Okay, everyone would agree that would be considered a tarovas, because everything is mixed together. But what then if you have, let's say, a mixture of mixed nuts, okay, and you don't like the cashews? Okay, so obviously we would not be allowed to take out the cashews from the mixed nuts, because that was mamish a tarovas. The problem is there's a lot of gray area in between those two situations that I have just presented. Okay, but what we do have is what the poskim do write about. They don't write too much about this topic. However, we do know we have to discuss. And that is the Trumas Hadeshin in Simin Nun Zayin. The Trumas Hadeshin in Simin Nun Zayin brings the following suffix. What if you have two different types of fish that are mixed together on a plate? Okay, you have two separate types of fish that are sitting on a plate together. Is that considered a tarovas? Okay, says the Trumas Hadeshin. At first he says, Nira me'odaya kineged svar salev. It says, at first, his first glance, it says, it's kineged svar salev, that this is really considered a tarovas, a piece of salmon, a piece of whitefish that are happy to be sitting together on the plate. Okay, that does not seem to be a tarovas. However, at the end of the piece, writes the Trumas Hadeshin, after he says it's mass from also from the Mordechai that would not be considered tarovas, he says, Mikol Makom, he says, Seb, since this is, we're dealing with a suffix, Isr Daraisa, we would need a Raya Brura to say that this is not considered a tarovas, and therefore he ends up passing Lechomra. Okay, he ends up passing Lechomra, and this is the Psak of the Ramah in Sif Gimel and Simon Shin Yates. That, just like this Trumas Hadeshin, you have two different types of fish sitting on the plate together, it would be considered a tarovas. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol, and actually the Ber Halacha says this also beferish, Ber Halacha in Dibur Masel Le'achol, even though it's sort of not mashma like this in the Trumas Hadeshin, but it seems to be much more logical to say such a thing. The Trumas Hadeshin is not talking about where you have a piece of salmon on one side of the plate and a piece of whitefish on the other side of the plate. It's talking about you have pieces of salmon and whitefish that are sort of touching each other, that are mixed together, one on top of another, one sitting on top of another, and the like. Therefore, there is somewhat of a tarovas over here, even though it's, you could say, it looks like it's nicker beef the atzma, you can recognize the salmon, you can recognize the whitefish. Nevertheless, this shiloh were more machmer on. So that is the examples that we have in halacha in terms of tarovas. So obviously, there are a lot of different examples that are very difficult to know what is considered tarovas and what's not considered tarovas. And sort of after learning the halachas, you have to be your own judge when you enter a situation. Is this considered a tarovas or it's not considered a tarovas? Let's say you have svarim on the table. You have svarim on the table. Okay? Regularly, if you have a svarim on the table, you have one sefer on top. I would not call this a tarovas. Okay? Okay, one sefer sitting on top of another, that's not really a considered tarovas for sure. If they're sitting next to each other, that's not considered a tarovas. However, if you have a bunch of svarim and they're sort of all intertwined and sitting on top, so then I would say that would be more considered like a tarovas. Okay, and therefore you have to judge each situation in of its own in order to feel out whether it's a tarovas or not. Once again, if we hold that it's not a tarovas, you can do whatever you want with this in terms of Hilchos Borer, there's no problem with Borer. If you decide that this is a tarovas, then you have to apply the three principles. Ochol mitoch psolas, miyad, and biyad. You would have to take out the sefer that you want to learn right now, And you have to take it out with your hand, and you would have to take it out for immediate purposes in order to learn right away. Okay, so that would be halacha lemaisa, coming off this Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen then goes on, and it's also passed in the Ramah, that this is only talking about if you have different types of fish that are shtei minim. Okay, there are different types of fish. You have salmon and you have whitefish. Okay, you have a tuna and you have, St. Peter. Okay, whatever it might be, you have different types of fish on the plate. However, if it's all min echad, okay, it's all min echad, it's all the same type of fish. It's all salmon, just happens to be big pieces and little pieces. Big and little is not considered two minim. That's considered one min, and that would not be considered a tarovis. Okay, so you have a mixture of lots of apples. Okay, you have big apples and you have small apples. Even though I don't like big apples, I only like the smaller apples. Okay, I could go ahead and remove the bigger apples from the bowl because that would not be considered tarovis, even though they are mixed together. It would be a tarovis, but since it's all min echad, that is not considered tarovis. You need shtei minim for it to be considered a tarovis, and therefore big and small is not considered a tarovis. However, there are very important yotzei min haklals that are very logical to us after we see what they are, as a couple of exceptions to the rules of when we have, even though it's considered one min, it is still going to be a problem of considered a tarovis, and there we would still have to institute the three Tnai Bora in order to matter for ourselves, in order to go ahead and do this. Because at the end of the day, all these cases I'm going to present are, even though one might think these are considered min echad, in the end of the days we're going to realize that these are not considered min echad. It's really considered shtei minim. Okay? One example is if part of one of the minim has become not good. Okay, something's rotten about one of the minim. Let's say you have a bowl full of apples, but one of the apples is rotten. Okay, it's rotten, it's not good anymore. So even though you have a bowl full of apples, I would not be allowed to remove the rotten apple from amongst apples and remove that and put it to the side. That would be taking the psolus mitoch ochel. The same thing, let's say you have a plate, lots of pieces of meat. It happens to be one of the steaks got burnt. You have one piece that's completely burnt, it's not really so edible anymore, so that, even though it's all considered mistakes, it's all one min echad. Nevertheless, since one has gotten bad, it is now going to be considered shtei minim, and it will be usher to do a maisa of boder on these things. The second principle is the following. Second principle is high. Even though you have considered one min, however, within this one min, you have two different types within the min, and they serve different purposes. They serve different purposes. For the example, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. You have a whole bunch of plates. However, you have some dinner plates and you have some dessert plates. Dinner plates and dessert plates are mixed together, even though they're all considered plates. We would not consider that min echad. That would be considered shtei minim. And once again, you would have to apply the Tnai Bora, the same things for dinner spoons and soup spoons and teaspoons. Soup spoons and teaspoons, they serve different purposes. That's not considered min echad. Kavachomer, spoons, forks, and knives, that is vadai, considered different minim, and you would be a maisa borer if they are all went ahead and were mixed together. Third example is if there is going to be a different taste amongst the same min. Sometimes you have certain things that are called the same thing. However, they have different tastes amongst them. That would make it into being two separate minim. One example would be two different types of meat that were cooked in a different way. You have roasted meat, and you have cooked meat. Okay, roasted meat, cooked meat, for that matter, if your mother makes two different recipes, one with the sauce, let's say one without a sauce, or two totally different sauces. Now they come mixed together, they are very, very different now, and therefore it would be considered a maisa borer if they were going ahead and mixed together. Same thing, you have a bowl of chicken. Okay, you have a serving tratter with chicken in it, and it's all mixed together, and you have legs, and you have thighs, and you have breasts, and v'chulei, all these different parts of the chicken, they have different tastes to it, especially white meat and dark meat. Therefore, it would be considered a tarovis. And the last example would be the primogodim is mistapik, whatever we do, though, hold like this, halach lemaisa, if you have, let's say, different types of apples, you have sour apples and sweet apples. Okay, sour apples, sweet apples, even though they're all considered apples, nevertheless, we would not consider them min echad, and rather, we would consider it shtei minim. So once again, the principle is, if you have really min echad, And the only difference is big ones and small ones, that is not considered a tarovas, even though your madif, the bigger ones or the smaller ones, whatever it might be, it would not be considered a maisibora if you went ahead and took out the bad, the ones that you didn't like, whatever it might be. However, once there's going to be a chilik between them, there's going to be a noticeable difference between them, even though one's big, one's small, but they serve different purposes, like big plates and little plates, big spoons and little spoons, that would be considered two minim, and we would consider it a maisibora if you went ahead and separated them out. A couple more things in terms of tarovas. One thing is, the Orchel Shabbos discusses in Perek Gimel, Halachas Kaf Hei and Kaf Vav, what about when you have solid that is mixed in with a liquid? Do we consider this a tarovas? So we'll see later on in Makor that seems at least in certain cases we do consider it a tarovas. We'll discuss later on the fly in the soup or the fly in the wine. It seems to be over there it is. However, if we look at our eyes, many times, let's say you have, an egg floating in a pot of water, okay? Would that be considered a tarovas or something big that's floating? That doesn't look like a tarovas. It looks like totally separate. And therefore, many of the posts are makel in many of the cases where you have a solid and liquid that are mixed together. Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal told me today the following chiluk. The following chiluk is like this. He says it really matters between whether you have large things or small things. For sure, he says if you have large pieces of something that is sitting in a gravy, let's say, you have large pieces of chicken that's sitting in a gravy for sure, only a little bit of gravy, and the cheese of the chicken are way sticking above the gravy, that's vada, not considered a tarovas. You'll be allowed to take out the things, even for lachar's man, it will be mutter to do, because that's not really considered a tarovas. If you even thought to say, even if you have a lot of gravy, but you could see the knicker pieces of chicken sticking out of the gravy, that he thought was also not necessarily a tarovas. Only if you like small, cut up pieces of chicken that are amongst a rotev, a gravy, then that would be considered a tarovas. That would be considered a tarovas. Okay, the Orchel Shabbos is a different chiluk. He says the difference is if you have one or two things floating in a liquid versus a lot of things floating in the liquid, that would be his chiluk. Once again, you have to look into your eye and see, is this considered a tarovas or is not really considered a tarovas? Based on Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensal, we could discuss the shiloh we discussed back in Hilchos Bishul. Someone wants as a pan of chicken that he served Friday night and his leftovers. You stuck it in the refrigerator. When you take it out of the refrigerator Shabbos morning, so you'll have usually a bunch of congealed liquid over there. But if you are you allowed to warm that up on Shabbos? When you say you're not allowed to warm that up on Shabbos, it's a significant amount of liquid. That is a problem of Bishul after Bishul Bidavr Lach. So what we discussed then was what you could do is you could take the piece of the chicken out of the gravy, put it in a separate pan, and even though there's a little bit of gravy left over on the chicken, that's not a problem Bishul Bidavr Lach, and you'd be allowed to warm it up. But our discussion now is, were you allowed to do that in the Tom Boer? Could I take the chicken out of the pan, transfer it in a separate pan? So I'm doing it, let's say, biyad, I'm using my hand or a fork, we'll see later as I consider biyad. I'm doing it. Ochal mitol pesos. I'm taking the chicken out of the thing, but it's not necessarily considered miyad. I'm not planning on eating it right now. I'm planning on warming it up. That's not necessarily considered miyad. Is this going to be mutter in terms of bora based on what we just said right now? If they're big pieces of chicken, take them out of the sauce, would not be considered a tarovas. It would be absolutely mutter to go ahead and do that in order to warm up the chicken. If you have like little chunks of chicken that are cut up and take out those chunks of chicken, that is going to be more problematic to go ahead and warm up those little chunks that are coming out in terms of that. So that's in terms of a tarovas of ochal and mashka. Two more last two shilas. And that is one important heter when it comes to dealing with difficult tarovas. If you're dealing with something that is considered a tarovas, and it's going to be very hard for you to take out ochal mitol psolas, miad and biad, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tremendous heter over here that comes into play many times. You have to take this heter and stick it in your back pocket because this will get you out of a lot of problems. Rav Moshe Feinstein quoted in Chelik Dalet, Ayin Dalet of Igros Moshe, Helchus Borer, Os Yud Aleph writes that if you have a tarovas, in order to get out of the tarovas, what you could do is take the whole tarovas and scatter it on the floor. Once you have scattered it, you've basically nullified the tarovas. So you have that whole bag of toys. They're all different lights mixed together. Toys, and you want to separate them. What you could do is then first scatter them across the floor that they're not in the tarovas anymore. Or you have a pile on the floor of mixed up shoes and other things that are mixed up, where you could kick it with your leg and it'll scatter and make it out of the tarovis. That will make an e-tarovis. It'll take care of it, get rid of the tarovis, and now you can go ahead and separate it as much as you like. That's the Eitzah of Rav Moshe. All his disagreeable Yashin did not like this Eitzah. However, Ruba the Alma relies on this Rav Moshe. The last thing is, another Rav Moshe, is what happens if you have, let's go back to our case, let's say you have a sfarim on the table, and they're not so much in a pile. However, the problem is the lights are off in the room. So when the lights are on in the room, you can definitely identify which one is which, and there would be not one would consider this a tarovas. However, when the lights are off in the room, it makes it much more difficult to recognize things, and therefore we then say that we could create a tarovas. It could be, let's say sfarim on a shelf. I believe sfarim on a shelf, they're neatly put on a shelf, that's not really considered a tarovas. You see each one individually. But if the lights are off, now all of a sudden, that's very difficult to find something. Would that be considered a ma'aseh bora? Rav Moshe finds it, once again, quoted in Orchel Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Ara Yudzayin, Paskins, if the lights are then off, now it's considered a tarovis. That's the way Rav Moshe Paskin. However, the Chaznish, what's quoted in the same place over there in Orchel Shabbos, he Paskin lahakakel, you go after the Metzias. It's either a tarovis or it's not a tarovis. We don't care if it's sunny outside, dark outside, lights on the room, not lights in the room. It's either a tarovis or it's not a tarovis. And that is how Marin Rabin or Rav Nevin saw. Paskin the Lach Lamaisa, that we don't go after lights off, lights on. We go after the Metzias. Is it a tarovis or not? And the Lach would apply then to what we would say, whether the lights on or lights off. We'll take a break. Yes. Take questions.